Make It Right, the manufacturing podcast.
Welcome to the Make It Right podcast, where we discuss the challenges and opportunities in the manufacturing industry. I'm Janet Eastman, and I recently read a statistic that indicated that by 2019, the worldwide disposable diaper market would be valued at $84.7 billion US, and that's an increase of $20 billion from 2014. That's big business, no buts about it. Carlos Riche is the founder of the Disposable Diaper Network and principal at Riche Investments, and he spent 33 years in the diaper industry. Recently, he launched the Disposable Diaper Network, or DDN School, to provide a series of highly specialized professional development courses for those in the diaper industry. His next seminar is No Diapers, and it's being held in Houston in October. And today on the show, I am very pleased to have Carlos Riche as my guest. Carlos, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Janet, for inviting me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You are very passionate about the diaper industry. Tell me, what fuels that passion?
Well, indeed I am. And I think I have a simple logic. You spend most of your life in a job. So you should choose a job that you really like, that you love. And I had a chance to look at different activities after I graduated from school, and then after my master's degree, I started working as a teacher. I love that, but I realized it was not going to be that good in terms of the payroll. Then I started working with plastic blow molding in a Tropicana juice company in Mexico. And I loved that one. It was a lot of technology. It was a good pay, but it was a very simple product. It was just one single raw material, the polyethylene. Then I was lucky enough in 1984 to accept a challenge for a new diaper factory in Monterrey, Mexico. And I loved it, okay? It's a very complex technology. It has a very complex product with so many different variables. So, yes, I love it. I am passionate about it.
You know, I actually recently watched a short video on YouTube about the technology that goes into making a diaper. It was fascinating, absolutely mind-blowing that this everyday item is so technologically advanced.
It is, for sure.
It's a crazy product that people use every day and they have no idea the advancements that are made in it every single year. So you've been in this industry for 33 years. Of all the things that you've seen, what is the most striking advancement?
Well, I would say that incorporation of the polyacrylate, sodium polyacrylate, what we call the super absorbent, that was one of the best improvements in diapers during the late 80s. And I had a chance to participate with the industry before the launch of superabsorbent and after. And the changes in the performance of the product were amazing.
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when I was a kid and I used to babysit and I would put diapers on kids. And one day I saw a friend who has a child. And this is like in the last 5 or 6 years. And I went, "Isn't the baby wearing a diaper?" And she says, "Yeah." And I had no idea. Diapers had gone from this huge blob that I remember to this tiny little thing that fits on a little baby's gut.
Yeah, in fact, yes. So it's amazing. And if you look at them in terms of the weight of the product, I mean, we have been able to reduce the weight to about one third of what we used to have during the 80s. And I will say that the performance has doubled. So it's really quite an achievement.
And this is something that when you make a diaper, I saw that, you know, you could actually make a single diaper in less than a quarter of a second. So the speed of production for these things is amazing. And I'm sure that when you've been in factories watching these things be manufactured, things can go badly wrong very quickly and a lot of money can be wasted, correct?
Well, that is correct, but there's something wrong in your description.
Well,
I'm living my life within machinery and equipment, so let me explain. Okay,
sure.
Machines are really very, very fast, okay? And you will say that a fast machine will be running around 1,200 diapers per minute, even though we know there are a few situations where machines can run as high as 1,500 diapers per minute. Okay,
wow.
Let's take the number of 1,200 diapers per minute. That is equivalent to 20 diapers per second, okay? Now, a typical diaper line is about 40 meters in length, okay? However, the formation of the layers of the diaper happens in about half of the length of the machine. So you take into account that the length of the diaper is about half a meter, and that the formation for the length of the diaper, the length of the machine that is required to form this diaper is about 20 meters, that means that it takes about 2 seconds to go through the whole process to make a diaper, not a quarter of a second.
Okay.
But anyway, okay. It's very fast anyway.
It is very fast. So at that speed, how are companies actually monitoring their production to make sure that things don't go wrong?
Well, this is the sad part. There's a lot of machines, especially in emerging markets and in developing markets, that do not use the correct technology. So they end up having lots of problems with intermittent issues, like diaper rejects, defects that are not detected. So they end up in the market. And the reason for that sometimes is because the lack of knowledge about the state of the art. Some other times is because they want to save the money into the purchase of automatic vision systems, or the correct training of the people of the people involved in the diaper machine to be able to stabilize and get a better process control. So there's a lot of situations. So not all of the diaper factories are at that level.
And is this a problem that is more or less across the industry in all kinds of countries, or do you see it predominantly in certain countries?
Well, I see it predominantly in the emerging markets, but also in some developing markets. I can give you an example, China. I was invited not long ago by the Hunan province to provide training there. So I presented a paper. And I told the audience that the biggest problem of China is the people that can afford good diapers. I mean, the rich elite people in China, they don't like Chinese diapers. They prefer to buy diapers imported from Japan or from South Korea, but not really. They don't want to buy Chinese diapers. And the reason is very simple. They don't trust the Chinese makers. So unless there is a premium diaper coming out from China that is purchased by the Chinese people, it will be until that time when we can say that China is really able to deliver the required quality, even for their own people.
Wow. So they're not really taking on the new technology like Industry 4.0 and trying to become smart factories then?
Well, I think it's taking them longer to realize that they have to do that, okay? Because at the beginning, when the market was growing from a very low market share, okay, they didn't care about the product quality not as much, okay? And they were able to sell the product. But today, there are hundreds of diaper factories in China, and now they are competing, and they're in the process of consolidation. So they will be forced into moving into these smart factories and taking advantage of technologies and software such as Industry 4.0, and also considering the installation of these automatic vision systems.
So what's the next technological advancement that you'd like to see in the industry? I mean, provided that people do sort of know that they have to get into Industry 4.0 and become smart factories, once they achieve that, what's the next thing that they should be looking forward to in the industry?
I think people have made a wrong, they have taken it the wrong way in the sense of considering that the diaper is a commodity. I don't believe a disposable diaper is a commodity. We still have a long way to go. I give you one of many examples will be what happens with diaper rash, okay? Diaper rash is basically when you have a combination of factors in the diaper that will generate this possibility of diaper rash. And that is when you combine feces with urine. That's the number one situation where you will end up in diaper rash. So, you know, all diapers are designed to contain urine and also to contain feces. And there are some diapers that can detect pee. They will tell you if the diaper has pee or by changing the color in a wetness indicator or even using technology to give you a tweet that the diaper is wet. But there is no one today, there is no technology to detect when the diaper has feces. So consider a situation where maybe the parents are in a different room, the baby is in his own room and has poo inside of the diaper and maybe a little bit of friction with urine, and that is really a very bad combination. Even if it takes just a few minutes to go back to the room and detect that you need to change the diaper, that baby will have diaper rash. So I believe that one good improvement for the diaper will be the detecting of poo as a sensor, or maybe as a device that is near the bed of the baby or the room where the baby is, that will give you a signal that you have to go and change the diaper immediately to avoid diaper rash.
So are you seeing that they're getting close to being able to achieve that?
I am sure. I know there's technology for that, but no one else has done it. There are these interceramic discs that can detect volatile organic compounds like sulfur, which right. are related to poo. So basically, the technology to be able to detect this smell of poo, just as you know, anyone with a good nose can detect if a baby has poo, even if the baby is within a few meters from you. I mean, it's a powerful smell, very bad. So I think it's just translating the same sensing that we have in our own human sensors, our nose, but put it in technology. And these ceramic discs are already there. It's just a way of incorporating maybe a device that circulates air and pushes that air through those discs so that the sulfur organic compounds can be detected. And then a signal or a tweet can be sent to you to alert you. And this will be also very important, especially for bedridden patients in hospital rooms and in daycare facilities.
Right. I think it's so funny when you say that, you know, it'll send you a signal or you'll get a tweet that there's a problem. I mean, who knew that we were ever going to get to this point, Carlos?
Yes, that's
true. Like, it's amazing, isn't it?
But you know, there are many brands of diapers that are already taking advantage of that technology, okay? I believe there still needs some work to be done in order to increase precision of the measurement. Today, they will give you only a reading is wet or is dry, and sometimes the mother doesn't want to change the diaper immediately because she knows that the diaper can hold another insult or another two insults, okay? But I believe that once we improve the technology, so it gives you not a reading if this has to change or not, but give you an actual volume of liquid inside of the diaper, like a tweet or maybe a permanent signal telling you with a triggering point. If it reaches 65% of the total capacity, then give me a tweet that it's time to change the diaper.
Mm-hmm. So, and I guess the challenge is you have to be able to put this technology into the diaper at a cost-effective price and keep the diaper small.
Yes, and I think it's possible. I am convinced it's something we can do.
You're listening to the Make It Right podcast. I'm Janet Eastman, and my guest is Carlos Richet, the founder of the Disposable Diaper Network. With 33 years in the diaper industry, Carlos has a huge amount of knowledge to share with us, and he'll join us again next week to talk about the challenges the industry's facing, the possibility of a truly biodegradable disposable diaper, and why we should all be interested in the advancements the diaper industry is making, because it could affect all of us. I'm Janet Eastman. Thanks for listening to the Make It Right podcast. We'll see you next week.